You're listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Sam and Manu Show. Good morning, Manu.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you?
Obviously preoccupied.
Yeah, you got a lot of things to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a very, very long day for me last night.
Really?
Yesterday.
Do you know, I realized that this is the first time I'm looking at your face this morning. And we were sitting here for a whole hour together.
At the same time, I'm trying to wake up. You notice my voice is a little funny,
yeah,
right?
What happened to your voice?
No, just because I'm just tired. I left here yesterday right after the show.
Right.
I went into work. It was crazy. I was trying to set up a brand new spanking bar. Uh-huh. Couldn't get hold of the alcoholic, the alcohol beverage guys to get our deliveries. And so I was all stressed out because the responsibility's on me.
Really? Are you like managing the liquor?
I'm going to be ordering and doing the whole daytime manager for the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look at Manu.
I know.
Moving up in the world.
And then I was there until like close to midnight last night.
Really?
So I'm feeling a little wobbly. And the worst thing is that I didn't eat a single drop of food yesterday.
You're kidding. Why?
I'm not kidding. I don't know, because usually when I wake up, I have my cup of tea. I cannot do without my cup of tea. Uh-huh. And then I just went straight into work, and I don't know, it just got carried away.
Wow.
And I came home, and I had a shower. I jumped into bed, and then I was like, shit. I was so mad at myself because I didn't have anything to eat, and I'm wondering why I'm feeling so horrible.
Yeah. You didn't get a headache or anything?
Yeah, that's what I was getting, a massive headache.
Yeah, I know. I get headaches when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just as well it was just a headache, because usually I get really feisty.
Yeah, I know. Like you get really irritated.
Oh,
irritable, yeah.
You know, speaking of getting feisty when you're hungry, I remember this one time I was up in Seattle. And because, you know, I get this headache, migraine, if I haven't eaten and so on. And I remember driving in the car and I turn up to, like a Carl's Jr. or something like that, because I was just so, I was going insane. And I get up to the speaker, you know, and I just need some food, fries. And because I couldn't think, I couldn't read the board, and the lady's going like, I don't understand. You're just like, I don't care, just anything.
Really?
Anything.
I was starting
to freak out. I was like all starting to getting ready to jump out of the car like, get me some food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Manu, we gotta stay away from you. I mean, you look like a time bomb waiting to explode.
It was because my headache was so intense that I couldn't, you know how everything, it was just so in like unbelievably, like the whole world was coming in on me.
Wow.
Because I had, you know, like created this such anxiety and, you know, like starvation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you got to mellow out a little bit and
I haven't. That hasn't happened for a long time.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes go like till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon before I have anything to eat.
Oh,
and
God.
And I get pretty, you know, pretty irritated by that.
Yeah. Well,
pretty grouchy.
Today we've got the markets in the rain.
Oh.
They weren't kidding about having the markets in.
Yeah, it is a rainy day today in L.A.
Yeah, it is.
We still have the winter here. Although it's not really raining. I mean, it's just a drizzle.
It's kind of like a drizzle, yeah. Yeah, enough to put your wipers on every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I would imagine if it was pouring, they would not have a farmer's market down there.
No, I asked them. Yeah. You know, when I was walking up, I said, well, you're still here during the rain? And they said, yep.
Really?
All year round. Mm-hmm. In what's the saying? In sun, rain, and snow, or something like that. What's that saying? Yeah. That
rain will come shine.
Rain will come shine, or something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're here every single Wednesday.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Because they may not have a lot of customers today, but who knows? You know. I mean, it's not really raining hard.
No.
But it's really cloudy, and we don't see much into the distance today.
No. But actually, it looks quite beautiful.
Yeah.
At least you can see the smog.
Yeah, no smog today, just clouds.
Just clouds.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. So, you know, I like you know Craigslist, right? I mean, yes. you visit it often and stuff, and I virtually built the station on this, you know,
yeah.
with recruiting talent and guests and so forth. And so I keep, excuse me, so I keep running ads, you know, for guests, for new hosts and so forth.
Yeah.
And someone keeps flagging my ad, you know, like every 5 minutes, and they remove it.
Really?
Know? Yeah. So you have an option there to flag ads, you know,
yeah,
that you feel
I've
are spam.
Seen that. Yeah.
If they're spam or miscategorized and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, this happened to me like many times before, you know, and you see, apparently, nobody from Craigslist is really looking at that stuff. You know, they just sort of automated it. And, you know, if one or two people click on your ad and flag it, it just gets taken off, you know.
Right.
And so it's like self-policing, but it seems like on every category, there's somebody there that's sitting and just waiting with their finger on the trigger to flag your fucking ad, you know. And it's like really irritating that one or two people are going to decide whether your ad is appropriate or not.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so it really irritates me.
But
you know,
you even have your, don't we have the logo on Craigslist? Like
yeah.
when you put it up, you put your logo,
yeah,
out,
I
the
put
logo
like,
and
yeah,
everything?
I put like the
like,
banner
why are they
and
flagging
stuff.
That?
Yeah, because they're assholes.
Assholes.
You know, and the thing is that I believe that, you know, because Craigslist sends you a an email saying it was flagged. And how 97% of the ads that get flagged are done so justifiably. And, you know, that's
yeah,
just
right.
bullshit, you know, because I know that one or two people, I mean, there can't be like 100 people sitting there and saying this ad is inappropriate, you know.
Yeah.
So besides, I mean, I don't see that there's anything wrong with that. It goes in the talent section.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for talent. So, so whatever the fuck, you know, that person is, and I'm telling you, it's like in many categories you'll see this, but I think sometimes it's people that are jealous of you, you know, I mean, I know that for a fact on another category that I used to advertise.
Yeah.
You know, somebody would just send me nasty emails, and that was like a competitor.
Shoot, I wish I had done that to Brett Carr's advertising on Craigslist.
Who's that?
It was that asshole that... had put this advertising saying that he was the one that helped Julia Roberts, you know, move into her career and so on, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So he puts an ad on Craigslist.
Right.
He's looking for the next leading lady.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you know, I'm a leading lady. So I submit my headshot and resume and everything like that and to the email address. And I get a response back like, wow, this is great. Come for an audition at 3:30, blah, blah, you know, all the details to give me for me to show up for an audition. And so I did. And it turned out to be a whole freaking scam. So I turn up to the theater where this audition is supposedly be. Mm-hmm. And there's all these women all crammed up. And I was like, hang on, I'm here at 3:30. Where did all these women come from?
Yeah.
You know? And then after me, there was all more women coming along, and we're all standing around going like, what the hell is going on here? So, anyways, the theory of the story is that we go on stage, we do this little spiel, acting, you know, up against another opposite of another woman.
Right.
And she, the other woman was someone that he had selected or asked to come along to, you know, as part of the auditioning.
Yeah.
Anyways, at the end of the entire day, we get an email saying, oh, as I just want to let everyone know that I went ahead with such and such. I don't remember her name. Right. But it was the girl that he had brought along mm-hmm. as part of the auditioner.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Okay. Now, get this. But not as all lost. Let's go ahead and I'm going to do a class to help you all become leading ladies in the world. All right. I've got my PayPal thing up on my website. And if you put a deposit of $500 and the course will be like, I think he quoted something like $1,500
yeah.
for his so-called acting
yeah.
Business course or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great scam. Yeah.
Oh,
because
totally
you get,
great
you're getting
scam.
Aspiring actresses
You've got
there.
All these vulnerable, you know, vulnerable young ladies out there.
Right.
You know, trying to be actresses. I'd be like, oh my God, this is something so wrong about this guy. And I sensed it even when I went there. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Anyways, Tiger goes into her agent 2 days after that. And lo and behold, guess who's in there? Is Brett Carr himself, right? With his one and only film, DVD film, that he produced, directed, and acted in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of these guys that's just such a freaking loser. Yeah. And then the agent, Tiger's agent, went totally told her, it's like, this guy is a freaking lunatic. And then Tiger told him what he had done and so on.
There's a lot of scams like these in LA, you know, because
you have to be aware.
Yeah. I mean, they're taking advantage of people's strong desire to succeed.
Yes.
And, you know, people will do just about anything. And, you know, so that's why you have those scams.
Yeah.
Because there's people really that are gullible. And that's ugly, you know.
It
so,
is.
So, I mean, I can understand when something like this gets flagged, you know, but we're totally legitimate. And
the ad
is legitimate, so I don't know what the fuck. But if I could get my hands on that person, I'd bitch slap them, you know, until they beg me to put the fucking ad back on. You know, I mean, it's friggin' bullshit.
No, I've seen the ad, Sam. It is totally, totally legitimate.
Yeah.
I mean, with our logo and everything.
Yeah. Now, you see, the thing is that what I learned from this stuff is that people are actually helping you by flagging you, because what happens is you put your ad in and then it goes down the list and goes lower and lower and lower.
Yes.
So
as
less
every
people,
ad goes on.
Exactly.
Right?
So less people find you.
Right.
And my train of thought. Okay.
Okay.
So
Sam.
So what happens is that every time you have, so when they flag it, I go and put up a new one, and that goes to the top again.
Yeah.
You know, so in a way it's good, because, and you can't put that many ads that are the same, because you can't even put two that are the same, because they're going to tell you, you just posted one that is similar to that. So you have to do it under different email addresses and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You can't put the same ad, because they don't want people spamming the board, which I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous, you know. So, the only thing is, I mean, on the one hand, I'm happy because I can't keep putting myself on the top, but I just don't have the time to sit there every 5 minutes and do this.
Yeah.
You know. And what I was amazed at is 5 o'clock this morning, I put the ad up at 5:05. It was flagged. Now,
what?
Who the fuck is up in LA at 5 o'clock in the morning to be flagging ads? So, you see, that's why I'm getting irritated with this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Craigslist is probably the best thing that that happened to the Internet, because, you know, and especially, I mean, it doesn't cost a thing to advertise there, you know. So, I mean, I've built businesses around it, around the ability to reach people that I don't know how I could live without it.
Yeah.
And now I'm realizing we can actually bring people in, like hosts from all over the country. So I'm starting to advertise in New York and San Francisco and Las Vegas. And so we'll get like a variety of hosts and stuff.
So the ads that you're getting flagged are the ones here
in
LA?
Here in LA. In LA.
Yeah, it's some jealous MS.
Yeah, some motherfuckers, you know. And there's just too many jealous people out there, and I keep forgetting that, you know, because I tend
there
to want to believe that every person is basically naturally good, but some people are just evil, you know, they're bad, they want to hurt other people because they can't find the peace within themselves.
That's all it is.
And you know, I mean, it's just jealousy is such an ugly thing, because it's like hatred for no reason, you know, other than I want to succeed more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, fuck you, I'll get your ad off of here. But, so, you know, it's a good situation when you can take advantage of it, but people, like everything on the Internet, tend to abuse things.
Right, right.
You know.
I can't wait until we get up on the billboard.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. That might not be a bad idea.
I know.
To have billboards like the radio stations and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get to it one day.
I think we're more attractive than most of those that have been showing up there.
I know. It's like all these crazy DJs that they show, you know.
With and pulling big faces.
Yeah, they all
stuff.
Try to be crazy in the picture and stuff. And you just go, you know, I don't want to watch you. I mean, I don't want to listen to you, I mean.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, you have all these ads all over on the buses and
yeah, I know.
You know, the bus stops and billboards.
I don't know, Sam. I think we can do it eventually.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get there. I mean, I can't believe how fast we're growing. I have so many hosts lined up, you know. And I don't know if you saw on our website, but we have two shows coming up in the next few days. And one is a real estate show, which I think is going to be very interesting,
by
a couple of gentlemen from New York. And it's going to be called Real Estate Talk Line. And they will be starting the next few days. We're going to put it.
So, are these guys are going to be able to take calls on people who have questions?
Oh, yeah. They're
going to
do.
So
yeah.
On?
They're going to be able to do the show just like if they were here.
Well, damn it. They just came too late.
Why?
I already lost my house.
Well, maybe they can tell you how to get it back.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's unrepairable now.
Well,
so
you know.
So screwed.
Yeah. Life happens.
I know. And, you know what, but I don't feel any regret. That's the beauty about it. For a long time, I battled with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty
shake it off.
Stressful.
And, you know, what's the saying? You know, get up and, I don't know, stand up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Brush your shoulders, stand up again.
So then the second show is by Merrill Davis, who has been a co-host with Johnny Dam.
Johnny Dam.
And has been very funny and very successful, and we all love her here. So so she's going to have her own show called Merrill Wood, which is Merrill in Hollywood. And she's going to be talking...
Merrill Wood?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
I know.
Like
so
that.
She apparently she already has an internet TV show by that name, so she's going to tie that in. And so I'm really excited. We're getting some great talent here.
Yeah.
And we're getting great response on all the talent we have so far. So people are out there and they're liking us, you know, and that's the important thing. And except for a few, but that's okay. You know, we got some nasty emails from Dr. Bell listeners and followers, and they were trashing our show as being childish and that, and I'll be the first one to say, yes, we are childish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess when you have fun, when you have fun, you're childish. And so you can tell where these people are stuck in their lives, you know, where they can't even laugh or listen to anything light, you know. It's just more important to them, more urgent is the aliens and the reptilians and the greys and that, you know. So
I did read that. I did get a chance to read that email from Greg.
Yeah, the post on the,
post,
on a forum. You guys should, everybody should go on our post on a forum and post messages. We have one. We have a board for each show. And for the station as a whole, and it gets hilarious there sometimes. And yes, I did see the one that Greg started. He started a thread about Dr. Bell.
Right.
So what did you read there?
I think, I was so zonked out that I just know that he...
Yeah, he wrote something really articulate, and he's got a great sense of humor. He writes very well. And so I just loved reading it, you know, and I responded to it. So I hope this will become like a big thread on the board, because we chose not to talk about this anymore. So, but we can write about it as much as we want. You know, we're just trying not to pick any fights with anybody. You know, I mean, it's just,
no, we don't want to fight. We just want to have fun.
Yeah,
just like you know, every day.
Yeah,
you know?
Girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have
fun. Have you seen Cyndi Lauper lately? She looks horrendous.
Oh.
She looks shocking. I mean,
I thought you were about to say she looks gorgeous.
She does not. She looks old. And I mean, I saw her somewhere where she was all made up and trying to look the way she used to.
Oh, no,
but
that's the
it's
worst.
Not, but that's, yeah, that's, she's like, not going to look that way
that's
anymore.
That's like Blondie. I remember Blondie tried to make this comeback, and she tried to look like she looked.
Deborah Harry.
Yeah. And I was like, no, don't do that. It looks horrible.
Yeah, some of them don't age well.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But God bless her.
And the big news, Obama won again last night.
I know. I saw that.
The ninth win. I think Hillary's out. I really think she's out. Now she's counting on Ohio and Texas. And I just don't know that it's going to happen. Not at this point. He's got momentum like nobody else.
Yeah.
You know. And
it's a big snowball.
I just don't
see
how
she... getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. I can't see how she dropped the ball.
Yeah, I know.
She was leading by a big margin.
Yeah.
And she was like a shoe-in. I mean, she was like almost a sure thing. And then this guy comes out of nowhere and goes right past her.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope people know what they're doing.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know? I know. You know how people like see someone, you know, succeeding. And so they just like, well, shit, he must be doing something right. So I'll just vote for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they're just leaving her behind. Gosh, yeah. I really felt like I really wanted her to go.
Yeah.
For the top.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? But you know what? Nothing can get any worse than Bush. So I'm looking forward to the elections either way.
Old Bush, eh? Yeah. He's the money junkie. Do you know that?
Money junkie?
Yeah, the money junkie.
How is that?
Well, okay. Well, in, you know how he's doing his 6-day tour in Africa,
right?
Well, he's given parts of Africa $350 million, and then $17 million to fight the malaria thing.
Uh-huh.
And but throughout Africa, there's been this massive rumor. The only reason why Bush is here and handing out all this money, of course, we don't have.
Yeah.
Is the threat of Bush really wanting to put U.S. bases, military bases, throughout Africa,
uh-huh.
right? And, of course, Africa's going like, hell no, we don't want this.
Yeah.
Do you blame him, you know? So anyways, Bush actually gets up and does his speech, you know, with one of the president, with the president there. And Bush, comes out and says, I know the rumors here is just, you know, I'm only here because I want to put U.S. military bases. Well, it's a baloney. In Texas, we say bull. You know, and that was his only response. I was like, what an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
But I was watching some show on Raw Story, you know, and now they're calling Bush the money junkie.
The money junkie?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, give me more.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, because he's just taking money from China, just borrowing money and printing money, and it's just more and more, and it's money that we don't have.
Yeah. Well, I think we're beyond having to describe what Bush has done and hasn't done. Let's just wish him goodbye and farewell and move on.
I just feel sorry for the next president. They have to
They're gonna
sweep
have to pick
up
a lot of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. That'd be
that's terrible.
Digging for years to get us out of this crap.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to announce. A lot of people have been emailing me or on the phone, telling me how much they love the music we play on the show. You know, and I knew that people would because I have a great collection of songs, many of them less played, obviously, on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, because, you know, I'm tired of the top 40s and everything.
I know.
You know,
it brings back memories.
It does. It really does.
You know,
know,
like, oh, my God, remember this?
Yeah. You know, and I've got a lot of these songs. So I decided that I'm going to actually do a show tonight playing my music. And talking about it, you know, I'll give you background on the songs and stuff. It'll be really awesome. I'm doing that at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
You'll be working, but I'm going to do that. I haven't decided if I want to record it or not because it's something you should listen to live, you know.
And right.
So try to listen live tonight at this evening at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And I promise you some great, great music, stuff you may not have heard before. And you already know my style of music, so I'm not going to give you garbage.
So you're going to play any Spice Girls?
Maybe Spice Girls. In fact, I have a couple songs from former Spice Girls, that, you know, because many of them had a solo career.
Right.
And
there's
some good songs, actually.
You know they made a comeback.
Yeah.
They got back together, and last night they did a concert in Philadelphia.
They did?
Yeah. And Victoria Beckham took a fall on stage.
You're kidding me. Oh, my God.
And you know Nelson Mandela, for his, I think it's his 90th birthday, His 90th birthday, he's requested the Spice Girls
to sing for him
and perform for him.
Yeah. Well, they were big. I mean, they were really big.
Oh, they were huge.
And in England, several of them have really made a career, a solo career.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes what I do is I will go to a British website or some kind of a European music website to find out who tops the charts there, because often we get they have songs there that never make it here. Mm-hmm. And so if something is number one, number two, and I never heard of it, I'll go and download it and see what it's about. And that's how I got to know many of the songs that I have.
Have you heard of Kylie Minogue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, she started out being an actress in this sitcom. Well, this
she's Australian, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And she started out very young as an actress on this show called Neighbours.
Uh-huh.
Now, Neighbours became massive in Australia and still is.
Yeah.
It's still going after all these freaking years. it's like Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
You know, it just never stops. And then, it became huge in the UK.
Uh-huh.
Then she started. I think she was like 16 or 17.
Oh, really? At that age?
She came out with this song, you know, do the da da da, locomotion. You know that? I don't know the words. Locomotion. And she was so cute. She was so cute.
Really?
And it just went to the top. And then, of course, it went to the top in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to the UK to see what she could do with her singing career. Right. And she just exploded.
Really? Yeah. She's like the biggest thing in Europe.
Yeah. And now she's starting to pop up in all the music videos here.
Really?
In the U.S. She's gotten herself a name here in the U.S. as well.
Yeah. It's interesting because some European music does very well here and some never even makes it here.
Yeah.
You know, so it's sad because there's so much great music coming from there.
Yeah,
there
is.
And we don't even get to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
Not to mention in non-English songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yeah, that's true too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
we get a lot of non-English songs in Australia.
Yeah.
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 So we get it from all sorts.
Yeah, exactly,
of the world.
Exactly.
It all comes into Australia.
Yeah.
It's great.
You know, I mean, when I was in Israel, they get music from all over the world,
oh, yeah.
And in South Africa, and you know, everywhere I live, they get a lot of stuff from Europe.
Yeah.
And but here, for some reason, we don't. You know. You know, we got obviously some big bands, but lately, I mean, there's just not been that much. Let's take a break.
Yes, I need
okay.
one.
Okay, you need one. Okay,
yeah,
you're drinking too much coffee, maybe, or tea.
No, I gave myself a double red eye. Not a brown one.
Not
red.
A brown one. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
All right.
Fall asleep. Only with PBS Talk Radio.
Rand Duran with Ordinary World.
Yeah, and a perfect example for a band, music, great music from the UK.
Yes, absolutely. And I love them. And they just reunited again.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Most bands from the 70s and 80s.
I so wanted to see them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're good.
They did a show in Las Vegas, and I missed it because I wasn't allowed to take the night off work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Oh, wow. She can't leave for Duran Duran.
Hey, but I did see Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I love Alice Cooper. I went to see him about a year ago in the Greek Theater with my daughter. He was awesome.
Isn't he like the most amazing entertainer?
He is. You know, and the interesting thing is when I lived in Las Vegas in the 70s, I saw him there at a concert. So you can imagine it's been a long time. And 30 years later, he still
puts a show on. And it's not just a music concert. It's like this big theater musical show with all his antics and his acting. I mean, it's just like a
he
big
puts,
showcase.
Yeah, like caskets on the stage. And
did he bring the big old snake out, the albino snake out?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got pictures of that. Oh, my God.
Can't
so
do
fun.
It without the snake, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny because when you see him in real life now, he looks so old, you know. He's so wrinkled.
I know. He's still the skinny-looking wimp, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, he's a Jewish kid, actually, that gave himself a girl's name, you know. And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I love his music.
He's got great music. We'll play some later.
Yeah.
I did want to remind to our listeners that at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to do a music show. And it's going to feature the 70s, but I'm going to play you some really hot songs from the 70s, not what they played every day on the top 40 stations that, you know, made me totally sick of these songs for the rest of my life. But I'm talking about songs that are like on the flip side of the single or an album cut that was never played. And I also have songs that, you know, never made it to this country and they were huge in Europe. Things like that, you know, and I think you'll learn something in addition to enjoying the great music that you're accustomed to doing
this
show.
That's it, Sam. You have to record this.
You want me to?
Because it's probably music that I haven't heard or maybe I've forgotten about. So please record it for
me. Yeah, I will.
Please.
Will. Yeah. Okay, we'll record it. So if you can't catch it at 4, we'll have it on the we'll probably have it on the Sam and Manu page because I don't have a page for myself. I'm too
Put it up on that.
Yeah.
A tribute to the show, the Sam and Manu show.
Yeah, I'm just too modest.
Do you want a cough drop?
No, I don't need it. It's because I'm not really coughing. I'm just like, I don't want to get into that, but there's phlegm involved here.
Yeah, don't give up smoking now. You'll be hacking up all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll have a spit jar in front of you.
Yeah,
ew.
Keep smoking. Yeah, yeah. Remember those spit jars? When you chew tobacco and you have to spit. Is that disgusting or what?
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, it's illegal now. I remember at some point, you know, people used to have the spit cups or spit jars on the table, you know, in the gambling tables. And, you know, I remember one time, you know, one was knocked over. So all this goo, black tar goo, was, you know, from chewing tobacco, was spilled on the table.
Where do you get all
it
these
was
gross
so
stuff?
Gross.
You're gross.
So anyway, but they ended up banning it now. So for all you folk who do chew tobacco, you cannot spit in a cup anymore and go and gamble on a table.
Okay. we'll keep that in mind since there's a lot of people planning on doing just that. Right?
But you see, you know, Vegas, they bring out people who have probably got very average lives, and they go to Vegas and they totally feel and pretend like they're completely someone else.
I think it's like
a whole new world.
Yeah,
so they do the most insane things. They become exquisite drinkers or they become...
or big gamblers,
or
you know.
Big gamblers.
Pretending, yeah. They sit at the slot machines and they feel like big gamblers.
Here's my $5 bet. Yeah. What? You took it away? You know, I had a guy spit at me at a table.
Really?
Because he was making $5 bets, okay? Uh-huh. This is wee hours of the morning. So we drop our table limit, you know, to keep players playing, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and this guy was getting really nasty and pissed at me. And he's drinking and, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Obviously, because he's not winning.
He's not winning. He's losing $5 at a time, you know. And he was getting all mad, so he spat at me.
Spat
asshole.
At you?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, on your face?
No, I
ooh, I give you like a loogie? On
I did the sudden jolt, you know.
Oh, so it missed you?
It just missed me.
I would have fucking slapped him so hard.
Oh, you should have seen me. I was hanging on the table so fiercely.
Did anybody else see it?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And I told my supervisor, and so they kicked him out.
Did they throw him out?
Yeah, they kicked him out.
Good job.
I mean, like, this asshole just tried to spit at me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, I know. That's the first time I've actually been spat out, to be honest.
It's terrible. It's gross. It's dangerous. I mean, people have disease and shit, you know?
Oh, I know. That's why you can't have chewing tobacco on the tables, because you don't know who has hepatitis or anything else. You know, whatever, you know.
Plus, so it's gross. I mean, who wants to watch that, you know? But I know some countries, I think in the Far East and stuff, people spit and it's acceptable. You know, they just walk around and spit on the street like there's nothing.
Hey, don't do it in Hong Kong.
No?
No, you get jailed.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Okay, good. So
so
keep all your phlegm to yourself pretty much when you're there.
You're not allowed to chew gum. You cannot chew gum. so no one walks around. Nah, nah, nah.
Really? What the fuck kind of place is that?
I know.
Yeah, you see, we don't appreciate this country, but this is where we need to be.
But I
we need to love this and celebrate this country.
But it has the most happy, one of the most happiest people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, fine. Yeah, they don't know any better, that's why.
Probably. Yeah. It's very well policed.
Yeah.
So there's no crime, no nothing like that going on there.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful city.
Yeah.
A country, should I say.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we get... So I see you got some news there and stuff that
I do.
I'm anxious to get to. I just wanted to mention to everyone not to miss our shows. Right after us, we're going to have a replay of Greg Rempe's Barbecue Central from last night. I think it was a great show, and it sounds like he's... Just like he's in the studio. So it sounds very nice.
This is terrible that I'm missing all this now.
Yeah, well, it's all up there, so you're not missing anything. And I wanted to mention to you, to all the listeners, that if you miss us live one day, obviously you can just go to the Sam and Manu page and download our previous shows, and the same with all the other hosts on the station.
Yeah.
So you can do that. Also, you know, I spoke to people and you know, some of us are saying, gee, I wish I could have listened to, I could listen to it in the car. And I told them, well, you can. You know, you can do what I do when I listen to, I listen to Howard Stern a lot. And the way I listen to it in the car, I don't have a Sirius radio in my car, but I have one at home.
Yeah.
So what you can do is simply go to any previous show that you want, right-click on it, and choose Save Target As, and it'll save the file for you on your hard drive.
Yeah.
And then what you can do is just burn a CD of that file.
Which you have been so gloriously doing for
me.
Yes,
exactly. I've been giving you some of the Howard Stern discs. And so you just burn yourself a CD. It'll take you less than 5 minutes, and you can listen to the show in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awesome. So until we have internet in the cars, and then things are just going to explode.
You know, I still remember sitting in the car, refusing to get out of the car while I was listening to Howard Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't leave yet.
I know. If we can get to that point with our show, that'll be awesome. You know.
I know it.
And but, you know, I find myself thinking the same thing when I listen to some of our other shows, you know, like TJ and Johnny. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I want to see what they're going to say next, you know. And when you have it like on a daily basis, you sort of like keep coming back because you know you can count on them being there.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're becoming a real radio station.
That's what you and I are.
You know, yeah.
Like two little children.
Yeah. You know, but I got to tell you, what made me feel so good yesterday is I called Doug, you know, our partner, and I spoke to his mother, you know, up in Washington.
Again? Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
And she was telling me how much she loves our show.
Yeah.
And she's the sweetest lady you've ever spoken with, you know, and she just could not stop saying how great we are and tell Manu I love her and she's so great and she's funny. And I told her, I said, this is awesome, you know, so we can sit here and even if nobody else were listening, we would still be reaching that nice, sweet lady in Washington
who finds
something that makes her laugh and feel good, you know, and get her through the day.
Yeah, particularly with her illness. You know, I was talking to Doug and he just said, it's like it makes her feel better for the whole day.
I know, and that's just amazing.
To get over her illness. And it's like, here's this woman, I don't know how old she is. I think she's probably in her 70s, 80s. Yeah. And she can get a crack out of our show.
Yeah.
She's not offended.
No, she's not offended. In fact, she loves it. I think she's our most devoted listener.
Listener, yeah. Big,
the biggest fan, you know.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank you for that, Mom.
And, yes, Mom.
Yes.
I don't know your name, but
hi,
Mom.
I think she told me it was Hildy.
Okay. Yeah,
but she's a mom and a grandmother, so we'll call her Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She's sweet. So hi there in Washington, and thank you for listening to all of you. It's just been an incredible ride, and we're gonna bring you a lot more, you know, fun-filled shows. Until eternity, pretty much.
Yeah, we do our best.
Yeah, or until Manu decides she's going to move somewhere.
I don't know, no. Yeah.
No, you're staying around here for a while, right?
This is looking a little like Ireland to me, doesn't it? God.
Yeah, well, it's overcast.
That subject hasn't come up, thank God.
Good.
Just you know, I'm waiting for it. But.
And I'm sure when it does, you won't tell us about it. So that's fine.
No, I'll come in dragging my feet with my head down.
Yeah.
Then you'll know. How's that sound?
Yeah. I want you to get to your news, but we probably should see if our guest is here. And because I don't want to cut you off, unless why don't you give us one or two snippets?
We've got 13 minutes. We'll have them.
Oh, excuse me. No, I'd like to actually have them here in the studio at 10. You know,
because
people sometimes turn on when they know the guest's going to be here. You know,
okay.
So we got to keep some kind of consistency here.
Okay.
But what's in the news?
Well, unfortunately, Brittany is still not allowed to see her children, which is very, very sad.
Oh, yeah, and that's after the hearing yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And believe it or not, CNN really, really put her down, you know, with their commentations and everything like that. Because I saw the CNN truck out there that day and everything like that.
Outside
and,
the courthouse.
Yeah, and their coverage was really horrible. But you know how I had said that her last attorney had left? Well, he didn't leave on his own. It's been Brittany that has been firing all her attorneys, going through attorney. Apparently, they've lost count.
Really?
But the attorney that she has now is Stacey Phillips, and she was the attorney for Bobby Brown and Whitney. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was one of the things. In Portland, Oregon, can you believe a meteor crashed to the ground and it was caught on a surveillance camera?
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding.
Not a UFO or anything? It was
not a UFO.
Oh, darn it.
So, how's that, eh? That sounds kind of cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, unless it falls on your head.
Well, no.
It buries you. You know how, do you ever watch the cartoons, the Roadrunner? And the coyote?
Yes, of course.
You know how the coyote always gets something on his head? It just gets planted in the ground.
Even when the edge of the cliff falls down.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, he always ends up on the bottom or something like that.
I know. It's like...
It turns around in midair.
I know. It's like he walks into the air right off the cliff, but until he realizes that he's off the cliff, he doesn't fall.
Even
he realizes that he falls.
Like I can
love
fly.
Cartoons, you know. I love cartoons, and I'm gonna get. I was thinking about it the other day. I want to put together some clips from Pepe Le Pew. Do you know who Pepe Le Pew is?
I love
He's my favorite. He's my favorite cartoon. You know.
Hello.
And
my name is Pepe Le Pew.
I'm Zilok Sleep. No. Okay. So there was one. He was chasing the cat, you know, and he locked her in the room, you know, and then he peeks in and he's like. Showing the key in his hand,
right.
And I just sort of flipping it, and he goes, "I'm the locksmith of love, no."
But remember, it was the kitten, right? Is a fluffy black cat.
Yeah.
And then the paint spills and puts a big,
exactly.
Like
and
a
every
paint
time
stripe.
It's the same thing. It gives her a stripe, and she and he thinks she's a skunk, you know. And he starts following her, but it's French, you know. I mean, it's and the cat goes le purr, le purr. Everything's got lay on it, you know, that in English. So
and
it's
in
really
the
funny.
In the afterlife, we have a cat skunk.
Yeah. The cat just gets away. She can't stand the way he smells. But the reason I like him is he's such an optimist, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter how much she gets away from him or whatever she does to him. He's always just hopping and prancing. Love and
I
life.
I used to love him. I love all those old cartoons.
I
Where
know.
Are they?
I know, we don't.
You look
watch
at all the cartoons
anymore.
Today. Yeah. It's like, what? It's all violence.
I know, even you go to Cartoon Network and it's all
shooting and
new stuff.
All
you know?
Sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah. You know, they used to have, I remember back in the 70s when I was a teenager, they would have cartoons every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And they probably still do, but all those Warner Brothers cartoons that we love so much. Those, they don't show anymore.
They've all disappeared.
Yeah,
and it's very, very sad.
Yeah,
and
I remember
know,
I used to
Mickey
love...
Even the Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that.
I know. And I mean, Bugs Bunny is just, you know...
He's
I mean,
another
he floors
optimist.
Floors you, yeah. Floors you every time, you know. And all the different characters. And you know that they were all voiced by one person.
What?
All the Warner Brothers cartoons were voiced by Mel LeBlanc. And if you look... or LeBlanc, I don't know how you pronounce it, but yeah, he did all the voices.
Wow.
All the voices, okay? Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Now that I did not know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so he was an amazing, they call him the man of 1,000 voices.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he did more than 1,000.
Yeah, but, I like Daffy Duck. You know how his beak,
yeah.
you know, when he does something goes wrong and it goes to the back of his head. before it goes out to a big splurge.
I know, yeah, it like turns around to the back of his head or something. I know. I mean, they just have, you know, those were like the funniest things, you know, and often you realize they were really targeted at adults, you know, because yeah. many of these jokes are not for kids, you know. It's like they wouldn't get them, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of adults watch that stuff, you know.
I know.
But I think I'm going to make it a point to start watching some of those because it takes you back to childhood.
You can bring them up on YouTube. Actually,
yeah.
I'll have to do some research because I remember finding like one of the very first cartoons ever, you know, ever filmed or ever done.
Yeah.
And it was seriously like back in the 1920s. I mean, it was so well done. It was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look it up for you and I'll forward it on.
Yeah. It is interesting to watch the very early Mickey Mouse and those.
Oh, this is even before that.
Yeah.
This is even way before that. Yeah. So,
probably when they used to use a flip book to watch the.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And then they just. Yeah, so anyway, let me go and get that guest and bring him on in here and we'll get set up.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and do that.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
No, please.
Broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building, you're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
Okay, we're back without a guest, of course.
Yeah, he's MIA.
Yeah, but he'll be here. I mean, yeah, I don't know. The name was Courtney, and I never realized whether it was all email correspondence.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but regardless, they sound interesting. They got a story to tell, and you'll relate to that. It has to do with actors and all that stuff. So I think you like that. And as always, I'm just surprising Manu, and then she gets really irritated because she doesn't know who's coming and why they're coming.
I don't get irritated. So we have another actor or actress coming in?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And a struggling one, probably.
Yeah, you know, it's only like 2% that make it to, you know, like the highest income earners.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's only like 17%.
Yeah.
That are successful working actors.
Really?
Yeah, that's a very low number.
Yeah, considering how many people want to get into the business.
Exactly, and they're all here in Hollywood.
That's where they are.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, Hollywood is not all glam and whatever. I
mean, no.
We've got the Hollywood cheaters.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
In fact, Hollywood, you know, tourists don't know this. When they come to Hollywood, it's just a rinky-dink street. Okay, yes, it's got stars on the sidewalk. But the characters that walk around there, and there's really, it's a stretch of one block that people call Hollywood. And then the whole area, the whole of L.A. sometimes is referred to as Hollywood. Mm. But the actual Hollywood is just a very small area, and there's really not much to do there. You know, you can spend half an hour there.
A lot of people are expecting to see stars walking around and stuff like this and expecting to see all glam and, ritz and glitz and everything. And it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that's really prominent that stars can see is the Chinese theater where they...
And then they have the Star Homes tours and stuff. They take you on a bus and they show you where the stars live.
You know, but that's towards Bel Air.
Well, that's what I mean. It's that Hollywood is not a place. Hollywood is an idea.
An idea. Exactly. You know? An idea.
And it's a concept, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just... Yeah, because the place that's called Hollywood is nothing like...
Do you
want to
hear something?
Imagine.
You know, in the square, the Hollywood Square there, they have all the handprints.
Right? Handprints, yes.
Handprints.
That's the Chinese theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, my handprints are bigger than Rocky's.
Really? Are you serious? Wow.
He must have had a little pee-pee.
Yeah.
That's why he always chooses actors that are shorter than him, and he always stands up on a box. You know, he uses a box sometimes. He has to.
Oh, he does?
Because some actors are taller than him, and he's got to, you know, give off the perception that he's a bigger man.
Yeah.
So they give him apple.
But I can't imagine. So you think he's got a small pee-pee because he's got small handprints?
I think
you're funny. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think penis size has anything to do with the size of the body, but then, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, well, believe me, I've seen penises in my time.
Man, I dated a guy that had a size 16 foot, 16 shoe. Uh-huh. You know how they say the size of the shoe always determines?
Exactly.
Because, was it Shaquille O'Neal? What's that, his...
Who knows? 38?
22 or, I mean, something ridiculous. 24 or something like that. I mean, can you imagine the size of that goddamn shoe? Wow. It's just unbelievable. Yeah.
It's like those shoes the clowns wear. The flap in the front.
No wonder he looks like a buffoon running up and down the court.
Yeah. But, you know, he's very hard to listen to. I mean, he's so monotone. It just, when he talks, it sounds like a hum, you know. You know? I don't know. Good thing he can play basketball because he wouldn't have made it.
Do you really? I mean, he can only play basketball because he can bloody push around people.
Yeah, and he's very tall.
And put his hand up and block the ball.
Yeah, I know. But,
you know, he's always
still
been
good.
Known.
He scores.
He's totally lousy at the free throw line.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's terrible. Yeah. Never gets
a
shot.
What do I know about basketball?
So, anyways, I was watching a little clip this morning.
Uh-huh.
While I was preparing the show, and the subject was Hollywood cheaters. I think you heard me just briefly bring up that word before.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always this ongoing mystery as to why the hot Hollywood men are cheating on their really hot Hollywood women.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got Eva Longoria and I don't know why. Tony? Is it Tony? Yeah, Tony.
Tony who?
Eva Longoria and Tony, the basketball player.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're married.
They're married. Right. But, you know, it's already been shown that he's cheated.
Really?
Kobe Bryant's cheated on his... Oh, actually, his wife wasn't a Hollywood star. Yeah. But anyways, they were going like, you know, why are they cheating on the top-notch ladies of Hollywood? Well, this therapist came on and said, well, it's because of low ego, midlife crisis, or the Madonna prostitute syndrome.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Well,
sure
let me
what
tell you.
Is.
I'll tell you exactly why. Okay. People want. I mean, men. They want a lot of ass. Okay. So one is not enough. It doesn't matter how beautiful she is. You know.
Yeah.
And because you know, sometimes you look at a very beautiful woman like you know, like Heidi Klum or something. You
yes.
know, or and you go, you know, somewhere out there, there's somebody who's actually sick of that. You know.
Yeah.
Sick of having sex with her. And in this case, Seal. But I don't think he's been with her long enough to be tired of it. I'm here to tell you, it has nothing to do with how beautiful your wife is.
Yeah.
It has to do with the fact that men are programmed in nature to seek out a lot of tail.
Right.
Okay? So, that's what we do. That's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an unnatural situation to be married and to be tied down to one person.
Yeah.
You know? And monogamy is not really a natural state, and that's why it, you know, I feel that it's not a stable situation because there's forces that work on it all the time to separate you.
Yeah,
you know?
I believe that.
And it, you know, because the woman, you know, there's men that are always around her, and she may be attracted to with the man the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, you know, so by nature you want to go and mate with other people.
Yeah.
And but yet, you know, because you're in society and you chose this kind of a lifestyle, then you have to fight it and to keep your marriage together, your relationship together. You know, so it's that's why it takes a lot of
even
work.
Even when you're at that status, you've got so many other women coming at you. Like, look, for instance, Eric Benet. Eric Benet.
Yeah.
Who was married to Halle Berry.
Oh.
And Eric Benet was... He came out on national television and told everyone, like, I'm sorry, I'm just a sex addict, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he fooled around with Halle Berry.
That's good.
Now,
yeah, that's a good excuse. You know?
Yeah, it is. Like,
take no fucking responsibility.
I'm a sex addict. She wasn't putting out enough for him.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, as women, I don't see Halle Berry being a, you know, someone that wants sex all the time.
Well, yeah, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I would not blame it necessarily on the other partner. I really don't think that's the case. I just, again, I'm thinking that, you see, all your life, let's say you're a woman, and all your life you're programmed to be attracted to men.
Yeah.
You know, so you see a man and you look at him, you admire him, maybe you masturbate to his memory, whatever. But the point is that then suddenly one day you're supposed to not do it anymore and just look at this one person, okay?
Yeah.
So whereas I think for women it's easier, but for men it's not as easy to get used to that situation.
No, you know? It's like the saying, I've been in jail for 3 years, I get a hard on when the wind blows.
Yeah, that's what Eddie Murphy says on our promo. I know, I never heard it before, but it's pretty funny, huh?
It is funny.
Yeah,
it
I
is
don't know
funny.
Where Greg found it, but it's
actually,
pretty good.
Actually, there's quite a lot of comedy out there with you know, a number of the comedians about you know, infidelity and men. Yeah. You know, playing around on.
Yeah, I mean, you listen to Chris Rock, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's right.
He talks about this stuff all the time, and he's good, you know. He's very good. And I'm trying to think of one of his jokes, but it escapes me now. But he's extremely funny. You know, maybe we'll play some of his clips in the future, you know, just to have a blast. Because I think he's the funniest person around today.
What about, what was the other comedian, Richard?
Pryor. Yeah.
God, I
loved
him.
He was huge.
Massive, yeah. I was just seeing a clip of one of his old films. I can't remember the name of it. But it was just, he was just
Stir
such
Crazy?
That's it. Stir Crazy.
That was a funny movie.
It
huh?
was, yeah. And his hair.
Was it good. With Gene Wilder?
Was it Gene Wilder?
I think, I don't know.
I don't know, he's just done so many.
Maybe somebody else. But yeah, it was a funny movie.
Yeah.
And,
is he still around?
No, he died, huh?
Yeah,
remember, and he injured himself when he was freebasing quite a few years ago.
What?
Yeah, he caught on fire. You don't remember that? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he caught on fire freebasing and shit. You know?
Oh, God. Yeah, how funny, because burns. in that film of his, his hat catches on fire and his hair catches on fire.
Oh, yeah?
How ironic.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, he was one of the first self-deprecating comedians, you know, where he makes fun of himself.
Yes.
And so he sort of introduced that. I don't think, because, I mean, at least I read it somewhere. I don't know that comedians didn't do it before, but he was notorious for it.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin is known for self-deprecating.
Yeah. And Rita Rudner, too.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yeah.
She's very funny. Yeah.
There's some really great comedians.
There are.
Kathy Griffin, have you ever seen her?
Yeah, she's
like,
funny.
She is so funny, and she's got the foulest mouth and, obscene thoughts. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're actually letting her host one of the awards show, right?
Oh, really?
Not the Oscars, but I don't know, one of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know if she did already, but I remember somebody talking about it.
Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And, if you want to call us, folks, you know the number. And if you don't, it's 866-515-6977. Won't cost you a dime.
No.
And you'll get to be on the radio, and your voice will be forever imprinted in our website.
Remember that 80s song?
The 80s
video killed the radio
star. I do. You know, in fact, I'm glad you reminded me, because I want to play you a song that's similar to that.
Uh-huh.
It's called Life is a Rock. I don't know if you remember that.
Life is a Rock. It
that
sounds very familiar.
That was a 70s
familiar.
Song. And what they do is they actually list a lot of artists that were popular at the time as they're singing. You know, so it's, yeah, so it's like really interesting. You know, if you want to hear it, I'll look it up and play it. But it's an interesting one, because I mean, to this day, I'll listen to it and I'll try to pick out another name and another name that they mentioned.
Oh, really?
And all that
stuff.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I'm trying to remember who it was by, and I don't remember. So I'll look it up at the next break. You know, and do you want to go and see if our guests are here?
Yeah, we'll see if I can find him.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll wait another 5 minutes or something. Yeah.
We still don't know if it's a male or female.
I know. That's funny, right?
It is. Particularly when I have no part of it. It's Sam.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just relied on Sam.
Exactly.
So, hey, something I found out. You know the Lindsay Lohan, Marilyn... spreadsheet in the New York Magazine.
Right.
Well, every shot, it was the same, is a replica shot of what Marilyn Monroe did.
Right,
and
right.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that.
We
were talking about yesterday.
But anyways, So it's the same spread that was shot of Marilyn Monroe 6 weeks prior to Marilyn dying.
Yeah.
So this is what this whole tribute is about. That was her very last. But it was her very last photo shoot that Marilyn had done.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it was. And that's what Lindsay Lohan is doing. Is doing the final, the very last thing that Marilyn Monroe did before she died.
Sounds good.
I know.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Although, like I told you, I don't think she's that hot. But
No, but you know, it's a great PR stunt. You know, I didn't know this, but she used to do Disney movies and shows.
Yeah, oh yeah. Wasn't she on the Mickey Mouse Club, like Britney and stuff?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know that I think Justin Timberlake was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and Britney Spears, and I don't know who else. But
what's wrong with them all?
Why? I mean, that's how you start.
No,
you know?
They're all like smoking drugs and doing drugs.
I know. Well, there's no
guarantees.
And,
oh my God. There's well, you know, Lindsay Lohan's last role that she did before she, you know, did this big old rabbit hole thing, played a stripper in a film. So this is quite appropriate now that she's come out with Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. She's weird. She's really weird.
You know, I saw a few more of the pictures of that she had posed for.
Uh-huh.
And, they are really saucy. But, to be honest, she does absolute no justice whatsoever to Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like her face. I don't... Yeah, it just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Well, she thinks with the blonde hair she'd be able to look like her, but it's not quite that.
Jeez.
You know?
Yeah, what are they thinking of, really?
Yeah, I think right after Elvis imitators, you get Marilyn Monroe imitators. We were talking about Hollywood. You'll always see a Marilyn Monroe look-alike.
And you'll always see Elvis, of course.
Uh-huh.
Who else do we see down on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, they got all kinds of
characters.
They
got all sorts
of characters.
The
Star Wars ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they have Batman and Superman. I tell you what, the Superman guy that does the impersonation down there looks the spitting image.
Really?
Of
is
the
he muscular
original
and
Superman.
Stuff? Yeah, he's probably muscular and all that, huh?
Well, he's got that thin suit on.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. Even his face,
he
must have had freaking plastic surgery
to
look like Christopher Reeves. Is it like unbelievable? I swear I was looking
really,
at
like
the twin
brother. Really,
like
a spinning image, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it just scared the living crap out of me because I was like, oh my God, are they going to this, you know, are they going this far to look like, you know, the character? Same with the character down there that does Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's
oh
good.
My God.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
But the
you think he went through like an actual surgery to look like that?
You know what? There has been rumors
that
they are doing this. That they are doing this as part of their gig.
Really?
That's
like
what they do.
Sculpting their face to look like
correct.
A star.
Yes, yes,
wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's when I saw the Superman down there. I was. That's what I was like, holy crap, he's totally had surgery to look like Christopher Reeves.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
I know.
Amazing. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Hopefully, we'll find our guest.
You're listening to California Dreamin' with your host, Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Well, we're back, and we have no guest, of course. Well, there's always the first time to be stood up, right?
I know, we have a Lindsay Lohan on our hands.
Yeah. Yeah, does she flake out a lot?
Oh, yeah. On her last film, they were going to fire her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because she was showing up drunk, she was always late, sometimes she wouldn't even show up at all, you know? So it cost the production like millions of dollars, you know, to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh, well.
So much for that.
No kidding, right?
Yep.
So here we are.
Yeah. What else is in the news? Do you have anything else there?
You know, like in the last year, there's been a couple of those films, the Elizabeth films.
Uh-huh.
And so another film about Henry VIII has come out called the Other Boylan Girl.
Yeah. Do we need another Henry VIII movie?
I don't know. How many? I haven't really watched any. But this one sounds a little bit saucy, if you ask me. Uh-huh. Because it has Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson. Wow. I've actually met Scarlett Johansson in person.
Really?
She's actually a very attractive young lady.
Obviously.
A little ditzy, but, you know, oh well. Yeah. and of course, Eric Bana plays Henry VIII.
Oh, so that's why they were both seen. In fact, I saw today that they met Prince Charles. So that's why they were both there.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
Eric Bana and Scarlett.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
What happened to Natalie Portman?
I didn't see her in the picture.
Oh, okay.
But they just showed a picture.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did read something about that. They took a visit to, the palace and met Prince Charles and so on. Yeah. Wow. So, anyways, but Natalie Portman, she plays the, the scheming and manipulative girl and so on. But at some point in the film, I really want to see this because I've actually seen the Elizabeth films, and I really, really loved them.
Yeah.
They were
awesome. It kind of takes you back to a different period of time, you know.
Oh, my God. And the cinematography of those films are just amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really put a lot of
beautiful.
Into it. Yeah.
So, anyways, curiosity. But this is hot and saucy. It's a little that kind of thing going
Sounds
on.
Good.
But both of them, they're sisters. They play sisters in the film.
Uh-huh.
Natalie and Scarlett, and they end up, both of them, end up in bed with Henry VIII.
Oh wow!
You know, now he is to marry one of them, or one of them are to to go on to marry Henry VIII.
Uh-huh.
But anyway. The history, obviously, is written again.
So we're going to have like a threesome there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sign me up. I'm
going to
be there.
So, but anyway, but this obviously leads to the birth of Elizabeth. So that's why I'm really curious now.
I see.
To go and see the film.
Yeah.
It's the birth of Elizabeth.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Sounds good. Sounds
I know.
Good. You have English in your blood, I'm sure.
Oh, maybe somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. As far, who knows?
Who knows where we come from?
The English came down to everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, they came to New Zealand, so
if
they went to New Zealand, perhaps on my mum's side, there's some sort of English going on.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teenagers. I want to talk about teenagers for a moment. I have two of them. My son is 14. My daughter is 17. And they're very interesting characters, okay?
Is your daughter dating yet?
No. Well, she is, but she not officially.
Right.
So I think she had like 27 boyfriends, but I don't know of anyone. So,
I love that number, 27.
Yeah, I don't know. We were so close for many years, and then suddenly she's just like, she doesn't give a shit about me or anybody.
Oh.
You know, she's just with her friends now.
Daddy's little girl.
I'm telling you, it's like one day she's on your lap, and the next day she's gone, you know? And
well, that's probably because she's going like, Daddy, what's that?
Yeah, it's hard for me to deal with it.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot. I really want to think about that, right? No, actually, I never walked around nude around my kids. No.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable doing that. But so I've got a few facts here on American teens that I find interesting. First of all, I don't think we'd be surprised with this, but 22% of U.S. teenagers can't name the country the United States declared its independence from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Where do they think we're from? Spain?
America.
Okay. We've always been here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go tell that to a native.
Yeah, I know. You know, Native Americans are finding, are beginning to really turn around and say, you know, we're actually starting to take offense of that.
Yeah.
Because we are not Native Americans. We are Native Indians.
Right.
You know, America wasn't here while
but
we were here.
But they weren't called Indians until they were discovered here when Columbus thought he was in India.
Yeah.
That was not what they were called before.
I know. I don't
know. Yeah, so I don't know what... But
Native Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but I mean the continent was called America way before the United States.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah.
So anyway, the average U.S. teenage girl owns 7 pairs of jeans. That's a lot of pairs. So that's one a day.
What about the shoes?
These days? That's a good question, right? Because women love shoes.
And like particularly these young girls, they're going ridiculous with shoes and clothes, and everything's about shoes and clothes now.
Yeah. But maybe you can answer this for me. Women are really preoccupied with shoes. I mean, they love shoes. I don't know that men do. And I'm wondering what that is. Why? Because I rarely look at people's feet.
Right.
You know, look down and look at their feet. So why are shoes so important for women?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, you remember...
Do you like shoes?
Yeah, I do. I do. But I am not someone that goes out and buys a pair of shoes every bloody week or every paycheck.
Uh-huh.
I have shoes that are appropriate for what I need them for.
Right.
You know what I mean? And uh-huh. and I multitask them.
I see.
So I was like, okay, you can go with this and this and this and this and this. So if you look into my cupboard,
uh-huh.
Seriously, you could like count less than 10 shoes, pairs of shoes in my
really?
Cupboard. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Including a pair of gym shoes
yeah.
and thongs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, flip-flops.
Yeah. That's still a lot of shoes, 10 pairs, let me tell you.
No, less.
Less than 10.
Yeah, definitely less than 10 pairs.
Okay.
But I think from what I understand is for women, it's, you know, it's kind of like almost their identity, a relief kind of thing, a reward
yeah.
or
yeah.
something like that. They buy a new dress, so they have to buy a new pair of shoes. You know what I mean? Everything's got to match and so on.
Yeah.
I think it's very materialistic, if you ask me.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't like it.
But, you know, I mean, that's the type of society we
wow,
are.
Wow, what
can't
about
keep
that Hong Kong lady that has, like, over 1,000 pair of shoes or something like that?
Imelda Marcos?
Is that,
that was the Philippines, yeah.
Philippines,
yeah.
okay, sorry, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, she had like 3,000 pairs or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
God, isn't that freaking insane?
Yeah, talk about conspicuous consumption.
Yeah. We know where their taxpayers' money goes to.
Yeah. Now, get this. The typical U.S. 18-year-old has spent 11,000 hours in school, that's 11,000, and 18,000 hours watching TV. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah. That's a lot of freaking TV.
In comparison to school, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of TV. Well, I guess because you started watching TV from when you were like 1 or 2 years old, and school you only started when you were 6.
Yeah.
So you had more time to watch TV. But still, I mean, that's by a lot. A
that's a
big
lot.
Margin,
that's yeah. a lot. You know, I have a friend who had a baby, and her way to entertain her baby,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a freaking baby, a newborn baby,
yeah.
And obviously it's still going on. I'm sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She puts the baby in a crib right in front of the goddamn TV and turns the TV
yeah.
on.
Like turning it into a babysitter.
Yeah. And she said like, oh, I know he really loves this show and he bounces and giggles. And I'm like, you're fucking sick.
Yeah.
You're teaching your kids, you know, an extremely bad, unhealthy habit.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got commercials coming in on that program.
And
you've
it's
got
so
all
easy,
sorts of
yeah.
things going.
I mean, and the kid just gets used to being stimulated like that all
yeah.
the time, you know. And it's, it's not a good thing at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. The average American receives his or her first romantic kiss at 14.
Ooh, I was 16.
Okay. Were you?
Yeah.
Do
you want to hear about it?
Yeah, sure. Your first kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear
oh,
about it.
Oh, hang on. You know, you got to tell me yours first. How old were you?
I was 14 or 15.
Oh, well, that
yeah.
statistic is
yeah.
correct.
Yeah, but at the same time, I also got to second base, so I got to suck on boobs a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
You got there too?
Yeah, I got there too. That was at 15, so I must have kissed for the... No, I kissed before that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was probably 13, 14 when I first kissed.
Yeah.
And yeah, my first second base was... first, second, was at age 15. So, yeah, let's hear about you.
Okay, well, anyways. Well, I'm an absolute tomboy, obviously, growing up on the farm. And the high school captain of the state high school,
uh-huh.
you know, was taking a liking to me.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. Because here I am, you know, like a tomboy Catholic schoolgirl
uh-huh.
who's going to Catholic. And I was always in trouble because of my tomboyish, acts
yeah.
and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I used to run down to the supermarket
uh-huh.
where he used to work or hang on. He was high school captain. And so I had a crush on him.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finished school and then he started working in the supermarket. See, there you go. High school captain to supermarket shelf stacker.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much where you start.
So that's our town for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, after school, I used to race down, because you know, and I used to, like, run through the aisles and find him, like, hello, Peter, you know, like this. So anyways.
So, but you were pretty assertive already, obviously.
Yeah, how I guess old were you? I must have been 15 at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit over 15, because I remember being in year 10.
So you were at high school and...
I was in high school.
Were you developed already, or...?
No.
No?
I literally had nothing
really?
Going on.
Really? At 15
on.
You had
yeah,
nothing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had little pimples, my father called them. Go get some pimple blaster.
Like... That's terrible. That will fuck you up, huh?
And then Dad said they got to boils and then they got to ant mounds.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. My dad's a crack, I tell you.
Yeah.
So anyways, after doing this notoriously for God knows how long, he finally asked me to come to the movies.
Oh.
Now, our movie theater is so tiny and so quanky. I mean, it's just really awful.
I can't imagine.
So I convinced my mom to allow me to go into town with my brother and to, you know, so that I could go to the movies.
Yeah.
So I go to the movies and I meet up with Peter and we watch this movie. And I remember it was the never-ending story. Remember
yeah.
that
yeah,
film?
Yeah, the never-ending story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
that.
Like, oh, wow. Anyways, so we come out of the theater and he goes, oh, let's go for a walk. It's like, oh, okay. So we've got hands.
Oh.
We go down this little arcade where the dentists were.
Uh-huh. Now, was he older than you?
About 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, by about 3 years.
Yeah.
And so we go down this arcade and then... He grabs me by the shoulders. I remember this. He grabs me by the shoulders, and he swings me around, and he gives me, oh, my God, the most, like, luscious, amazing kiss.
Really? And you never had kissed like that before, so you didn't know.
No, I've never even kissed at all.
Yeah.
And so it was this wet, soft, like, oh, my God. And I passed out. Fainted.
Are you for real?
I'm not joking.
You fainted from your first kiss.
Fainted.
Wow.
I fainted from my first kiss.
Maybe he had some gas coming out of his mouth.
I don't know.
Sleeping gas.
But I remember kissing him. I didn't know what to do, and my head went all light, and then I just felt my knees got blump.
Whoa.
And then that was it. And then I woke up.
And you
up.
Just slumped on the floor?
And then next thing I remember, he's like, are you all right? Are you all right? Hello? Come on. Get
How
up.
Long were you passed out for?
I don't know. Maybe a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the movies. I was so embarrassed.
Really?
I was like, oh, well.
You probably felt everybody knew and saw it on you that you kissed.
But that was my first kiss.
Yeah, wow.
So what a memory.
Yeah. Memorable kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I used to go crazy over girls and... in middle school and high school, you know, I always managed to have a girlfriend and stuff.
Yeah.
And but obviously every other day there was somebody new. So I guess I can't blame my daughter, right? She's following my steps.
Oh, wait until your son gets older.
Yeah, I know. But he's kind of shy still, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, that's good, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if it is, because he gets uptight about it. You know, I mean, he sees other kids with girlfriends and stuff.
And, oh, really? Yeah. And he gets uptight? About
well,
that?
He mentions things as though it doesn't really bother him, but I know
okay.
it does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
does.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do for him. I figure maybe I'll take him to a whore or something, you know.
Like my
take away his
do.
Virginity.
Oh, you got to get a pretty young, sweet thing that
yeah.
knows what she's doing at least.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Well,
which,
I guess
which
his time
days,
will come. Yeah.
They almost do.
Yeah. And he's extremely handsome. I mean, old women, when they see him, they just think he's totally adorable.
Oh, you know what's going through their mind.
Yeah, I guess.
I know, because I think that, too.
I'm 14 years old?
No, I see some of these young boys, 16, 18, even 20, and you're like, wow, wish I was young again.
Yeah,
what
I know.
You know,
I
like, know. So handsome, so hot. And you know.
Yeah, but you see, when he doesn't get the girls, he thinks maybe he's not handsome enough. He just doesn't realize...
Until he turns a little older.
Yeah.
Then he'll
for
a shock. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He'll think the whole world gave him a present. So, and then you can scan all his girlfriends there, right, Sam?
Yep. There you go. Yeah.
So,
but
you looking forward to the...
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my friend Diana in Australia, when we first met, her children were 8 and 10 years old. And I watched Sam, her son's name was Sam,
uh-huh.
her daughter's name was Jasmine, and I watched both of them grow up to, you know, teenagers, to like, you know, 18 and, and 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. And it was really amazing to watch the whole growth process.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all the teenage dilemmas. And, and I was involved with the fighting and all this kind of stuff. And it was like really crazy. But at the same time, a really awesome experience to know that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen him, you know, since, you know, for like 9 years now. So apparently Sam is like 6 foot. 8 or 6 foot 7, like a string bean.
Yeah.
And Jasmine, already she's over in the UK, just like traveling around UK and working in the UK as a teacher or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's cool. The life.
Cool.
So what else have you got there?
Let's see. Okay, well, we know about the weight. Yeah.
You got to tell me that. Okay.
Well, 38% of teenage girls in the United States say they think about their weight constantly.
Oh, yeah.
That's 38%.
I think it's more now.
It's probably higher, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Teens. This is interesting, although not really surprising. Teens who eat dinner with their families 6 or 7 nights a week are about half as likely to abuse drugs and alcohol as those dining together twice or less.
That's not makes surprising.
Sense, right?
It makes total sense.
Makes total sense.
Makes total sense.
Right.
But unfortunately, most parents aren't even home.
Yeah, I know.
Before they get out of school.
Yeah.
There's a school around my area.
Yeah, but we're talking about dinner time. You know, I mean, I'm sure by then the parents are home.
But when's dinner time?
Well, I don't know, 6, 7 o'clock.
I don't know. I've gone past the school that's in my area at around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
right.
And there are still students sitting there listening to music or doing whatever, even doing homework. Actually, I've seen that. Still waiting for their parents to get off work or to pick them up.
I know. That's one thing about living today is that, you know, everybody works and works hard and works long hours.
Long, long hours.
And it's, I mean, it hurts the kids.
Yes.
Obviously.
It does.
You know. And but check this out. What do you think? 68% of teenage girls said that if they could change one body part, it would be, what do you think it would be?
If they were to change one body part.
Yeah. Teenage girls,
68%. 68, wow. Their ass?
No.
No?
No, no, not their ass.
Their breasts?
No, not breasts either.
What?
Their stomach.
Huh?
Their stomach.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
because
think about
fat?
It. Well, I think most people, you know what I think it is about the stomach is that it, when you gain weight, it shows up right away in your stomach. I mean, people can see it. You know? You can see it through the clothes. That's one thing. Another, it's the hardest part of the body to get rid of the fat.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do crunches and, you know, not just any exercise is going to do that for you.
No.
And it's really hard. Once you get fat in your abdomen, you know, it's really, really hard to work it out.
But you know, too, that in the midriff area, you see a lot of people carrying a lot of weight in the front, in their stomach area.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually related to stress and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
It's this thing called cortisol, and and it builds up in your midriff area, and it's all related to stress.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
So that's why it's so hard to get rid of, because there's something that goes on there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen on this, here we go, about drug, you know, pushing out drugs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen an ad on TV where you take this pill called something cortisol to get rid of that particular area because of stress-related you know, syndrome or something like that.
Well, that's bullshit. I don't believe that.
Well, you know. It's just like...
Yeah, but, you know, also when you think about it, I think a nice, lean abdomen looks sexy, you know, both men and women, you know. And, and conversely, when you have a belly hanging down, it doesn't look very attractive.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it kind of makes sense, although that would not have been my first answer either, you know.
So, no, it wouldn't have. I wonder, how old is this book here?
I don't know.
I wonder if they update it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, geez, I really thought it would have been their ass.
Yeah,
to
no,
be
it's
honest.
Not their ass. Not their ass.
Well, for you guys out there, what we're reading from is called the Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Extraordinary Book of Facts and Bizarre Information. So you can just get it at a library or, well, at a bookstore or something like that.
Yeah.
And there is, there's like amazing little unique little things to know about.
I know.
I just opened this page. Did you know the Netherlands used to be known as the United States?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. It's like, wow. I wonder how long ago. They didn't put a date here, so.
Yeah. But, you know, the Netherlands means lowlands, which is, you know, because they live below sea level. Sea level.
Yeah.
I can't talk today. I've got a frog somewhere in my throat.
I know. You know how I was saying Denmark is the happiest country in the world?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right there? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, they also have the highest income tax in the world because it takes care of a lot of their, you know, health care and so on and holiday pay and so on. Wow, it's as high as 52.6%. So every dollar that they earn or whatever they have over there.
Half of it goes to the government.
More than half.
Yeah. I know. But you know what? In many countries in Europe, that is the case. If you remember, during the 70s, a lot of British artists moved to the United States to get away from the tax laws in the UK.
Right.
Because they were so high.
Yeah. Well, in Australia, it varies, depending on your income.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it does there, too. But obviously, when you make a lot of money, you're going to pay over 50%, which is, it's ludicrous. It really is ludicrous.
Wow.
You know?
Speaking of the Netherlands, you were saying it's like miles underneath the sea level?
Well, no, not miles.
Wow.
You know, a few meters.
Lowest part? Yeah. Well, it also has the largest harbor, in retrospect, the Rotterdam Harbor in the Netherlands.
Yeah, the
world's largest harbor.
Yeah, it's a great place. I love the Netherlands, you know.
I haven't been there.
I've been there three times. I would go three more if I could.
You've, what, how many?
Three times.
Really?
Yeah, I love Amsterdam.
Where?
Why are you laughing? I love Amsterdam. There's a lot of museums there.
Well, yeah.
And canals and good food.
And live museums, right?
And live museums.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, here's something America is reflecting upon.
Mm-hmm.
Many restaurants in France allow dogs and even offer special menus for them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
nice.
It's funny because the trend is starting to happen here. The new restaurant that I'm working out, Waffles, they have a little doggy menu.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this goddamn place?
They have a little Mickey tray.
I can't believe this.
They even have little, they're going to have little baskets, like doggy baskets.
But isn't it like unhealthy to have an animal inside a restaurant?
No, it's not going to be inside. Waffles has, you know, a couple of levels of outdoor seating.
Oh.
So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought to put animals near food is not legal.
You look at these days. Everyone's walking around with their dog, taking their dog to restaurants and so on. Jeez, look, Paris Hilton has taken a dog to restaurants.
Yeah.
Or even to the red carpet. Remember that? What's her little dog's name? Tinker? Or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she takes it
the
to
Chihuahua.
The
Chihuahua?
Yeah. Takes it to
the
red
carpet. Well, Chihuahuas are easy to take with you. I mean, they're portable.
I can't stand those little things.
I love Chihuahuas.
They're adorable, but they're just so shaky.
Yeah.
And just like quiver all the time and just look so pathetic. And they can't do diddly poo, but shit and piss.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I need a quick break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Woohoo!
Okay, we're here.
We had some house dancing going on.
I love music. I mean, you know, you definitely.
I see that.
Yeah.
In all sorts.
Yeah,
all sorts.
You can't go through the day without music.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
I mean, it's like it does something that nothing else does for people. That's why, I mean, I've yet to meet someone who doesn't like music.
You know? I have.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really?
And it's totally bizarre. I haven't met him in person, but you know, I know of a person that I definitely know, she totally dislikes music. She doesn't see any relevance, what its purpose in this world.
Wow. I mean, that's a weirdo.
Isn't
that's
it?
Very unusual.
Doesn't it tell you about the person?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, tells you a lot about the person,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, but it's sad that you can't experience that, you know, and actually enjoy it.
Or even be open to. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, music is such a big part of everybody's life, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like with movies, most people love movies, you know, most people. You know, even I haven't been to one in a long time. I haven't really watched a movie in a long time, but I love movies, you know.
Yeah.
I really do. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can do without music.
Yeah,
I really
I can.
But remember I told you about that song?
I was thinking about
from
that.
From the 70s. It's called Life is a Rock. It's by a group called Reunion, and they're British. And so let's play it and see how many artists from the period, that was like in the 70s,
ooh, okay,
how many artists from that period they actually mention in there.
Okay.
So it's interesting to listen to it, just to listen to the words.
You got it.
Okay, so Reunion with Life is a Rock. That's the song. Just
wow.
A little break.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
It is. I've got a lot of interesting songs.
I see that. Yeah.
Some songs just have stories behind them.
Yeah.
You know. So what else? I mean, we're almost, our time's almost up.
It is.
And
are
you working today?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to take off again.
Oh.
I know.
I wanted to remind everyone that at 11 o'clock we're going to have a replay of Greg's Barbecue Central. I always want to say BBQ. Barbecue Central. I wanted to note to Greg's listeners that his show is moving from Thursday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, to the same time on Tuesday. Okay, so from now on, you can catch Greg Rempe on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And our phone number...
Is that permanent?
Yeah, that's permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So permanent until next time we change it. But no, I'm really trying to work out the schedule so everybody will be happy and we can take on as many shows as we can. So and Greg was okay with that, and I thank you, Greg. And I wanted to also remind our listeners, if you like the music at the Sam and Manu show, I'll pretend you're distracting. I'll pretend you're not distracting me. And so I'm going to have – I'm actually putting together a music show that I'm going to present at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's 7 o'clock Eastern. And just a lot of good music.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a lot of the music that I have. I have a big music collection, a lot of unique and great songs. And if you like the music during the show, you're going to love this. So spend the afternoon with me from 4 to 5. And actually, I'm staying here usually Wednesdays. Wednesday, Thursdays, I spend with my kids after work.
Right,
know?
I remember but, that.
So I'm staying here an extra hour, and I'm making my kids wait an extra hour so I can give this to our listeners.
Aww.
And okay, well, of course I'm doing this for me too.
You know, my friend, my really good friend, Michael, in Australia, mm-hmm. He loves the music. He's
really?
Yeah, he has
great.
Also told me that he loves the music, but he also... enjoys the way we talk over some of it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It kind of like gives it a little thing.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Like,
you know,
really?
We have interesting songs.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah, it kind of like, you know, just makes it a little different. You're just not listening to a song.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk over it a lot until people get irritated with us.
All right. So anyways, I just opened up this page and it says, call the doctor. You know, from that little book that I was telling everyone about.
Yes.
Bathroom Reader, Extraordinary Book of Facts and Bizarre Information.
Well, you don't want to give away our sources, you know.
Well, why not? Why not?
So people will think we're smart that we're coming up with that on our, on our own.
Here's some superstitions. Superstitious. You know, this is obviously coming from back in the day, like really... this is what you would call a quack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is a real quack's thing.
Uh-huh.
Stuffing a cat's tail up your nose will cure a nosebleed.
Gee, obviously.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So,
okay.
But you have four cats, so you can stick a lot of those in your nose. And who knows where else.
I was were just going to say, I only have two holes in my nose.
Oh, my God, a cat's tail in your nose. Okay.
All right. And to make a sleeping woman talk, put a frog's tongue on her heart.
Oh, yeah? And how do you get that tongue exactly?
I don't know. Okay, that sounds so gross.
Yeah, first you
it?
Have to decapitate the frog.
Yeah.
Chop off the tongue and then put it on the woman's whatever it was.
Heart.
On her heart, okay. Which means breast.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Oh, so what does that say about women back in those days?
I don't know. What does it say? I don't know what it says, Manu, but it doesn't,
yeah, I know.
It doesn't speak volumes.
No. All right. So let's go back to the bathroom then.
Uh-huh.
All right. The longest case of constipation ever recorded.
Here we go.
Right? Lasted 102 days.
Really?
Oh, my God.
He sat there
God.
And had diarrhea for 100?
No.
Wait
the longest case of constipation.
Oh, constipation. Sorry.
In other words, he didn't take a crap.
He did not. Do you know how much shit is built up?
102 days.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
I think
you
would die.
Point.
I mean, wouldn't you, like, get poisoned from all
yes.
the junk?
Yeah. Well, you know, John Wayne, it was very well known that he would be lucky to go to the bathroom once a week.
Oh, yeah?
And did you know, but this is that's not unusual. Throughout America, so many people out there are constantly constipated or don't even go to the bathroom once a week.
Wow.
Nowadays.
How because can you possibly?
Because of all that processed foods and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's still... would want to go, it would want to come out, you know? I mean, there'd be a lot of pressure there.
I don't know. Yeah. I know. It just I mean, sounds where, crazy, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Where do you store all that stuff? My
it's
God.
All in the intestine. Well, you know how long our intestines are.
Yeah, but still.
It's all
I mean,
blocked
they're
up.
They're not supposed to be holding shit all the time.
He needs one of those hydrotherapies. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
No. With water?
Yeah. It's a hydrotherapy. You go into a clinic and you lay on your side first and they... lube your ass.
Oh, those are called high colonics.
High colonics.
Right.
And they shove a little tube, you know, just in the first part of your rectum.
Right, like an enema type of a thing?
Yeah. And they flush in water, sterilized water, of course. And then...
Everything comes out.
Well, it fills up your intestines.
Like an enema.
Yeah.
So how is that
fills
different?
It fills up your intestines.
Yeah.
And then they release the pressure. So you feel your belly. I've had one done.
Yeah.
So your belly, you know, obviously expands because the water's filling up in the intestines.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Oh, here and we go again.
Yeah, and I'm sure that anything that you ever ate comes out that you ate from like 10 years ago, you know?
Right,
and, okay, well, what's going on here? You don't know where your phone is?
No, I don't. But the funny thing is my phone never works up here, but it rings.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people.
Okay.
I know.
Well, this is very responsible. Well, that's okay. It sounds like nighttime and there's a cricket in the background, you know?
I never thought of that.
Yeah. So the high colonics, I mean, I think that you find out that there's shit, okay, not shit, but stuff, left in there from years and years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I remember the first
one. Is
that
scary or what?
It is. And it's... When you think about it, I mean, this is probably a very important process that people might want to start because of all the different types of foods that we shove down in our bodies.
Yeah. And plus, I think there's always something left over, you know. So this totally, like, cleans you up, you know.
Yeah, it does.
It's an amazing thing.
Well, I'm glad you have an open mind to that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Have something shoved up my ass?
I know. But but it's weird. I mean, imagine. It's pretty weird, you know, to sit there and watch your shit coming out with somebody in the room, you know. It's a little...
That call actually was from Countrywide.
Oh, very important in the middle of the fucking show.
Still asking me for money for my house.
Oh, yeah?
Like, sorry, dude. I think, like right now it's like some ridiculous amount of money and 69 cents.
Yeah.
Or 68 cents. And I remember the last time I did answer the phone, they... So, can you make a promise to pay? And I said, I'm sorry, darling. Well, I can give you 68 cents. I made a joke of it. He didn't think it was funny.
No, well, it didn't sound funny.
He must have thought, what did she just say?
Yeah.
It's like, I ain't paying you. I can't pay you. What can you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Come and fleece me if you want. I have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look at this. 10 body parts have 3-letter names. Eye, hip, arm, leg, ear, toe, jaw, rib, lip, and gum.
Wow.
I've never really thought about that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Check this out. The first open heart surgery was performed in 1893.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I bet you he died.
That's very nice of you to say.
Wow.
Oh, all right, God. I think we've had enough for one day. We've had enough for one day. Thank you very much, Manu.
Oh, you're welcome, Sam.
That was a
Sam.
Pleasant show, as always.
Hey, and we pulled it off.
We pulled
just
it off.
Us.
Without guests, without anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because we're good. We're so fucking good.
No, because we just talk good. About anything.
There you go.
That's
and
how we go.
If you don't like it, what would you say? Go fuck yourself. See you tomorrow.
See you.
You're listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.